Welcome to another Take Note podcast, episode 105. My name is Chris Harper. This podcast is a summary of one of our recent Take Note radio programs, which is heard weekdays on Harvest Family Radio Guam. Every day on that program, we discuss a theme or topic from the Word of God between songs. The podcast version provides about a 10-minute recap of one of our favorite programs, minus the music. Today we want to ask you to take note of Acts 8, 26 through 39. Followers of Christ are often provided divine appointments by God. When we make ourselves available to Him, He can do some extraordinary things. That's what happened in the account we'll be discussing today. God was drawing one man to Himself and allowing another to be part of that process. He revealed Himself through the Scripture and used one of His chosen servants to explain it. Today, the account of Philip and the Ethiopian of great authority that we find in Acts 8, 26 through 39, and take from it today's theme, Some Other Man. Philip is a man appointed by the church at Jerusalem in Acts 6 as one of the first deacons. The Lord speaks to this man in our text today and provides him with a unique assignment. And that's where we join the text, Acts 8, 26 through 28. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Philip's task is to go into the desert outside Jerusalem, and there's a person there that had already been prepared by God. In fact, he had in his possession Isaiah 53. This is a man who had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was reading from the Hebrew Scriptures about Israel's Messiah. He was a man of a certain stature. It says here he had great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, and that he had charge of all her treasure. He seemed to be an admirer of Judaism, and to have an interest in the one true God. But he struggled to understand the Old Testament text. Acts 8, 29 to 31. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The omniscience of God is seen in this interaction, as the mind of one man struggles with a passage of Scripture, another, having fully come to grips with that passage, is called to his side. Both of their minds and hearts are known to the Lord. And Philip asks if this man understands what he's reading. But as so many of us often do, the Ethiopian needs a guide, someone to care enough to explain the text. And Philip is asked to take up a position that calls to mind the definition of a common command in the New Testament, to exhort, which means to come alongside. And so Philip literally and figuratively does exactly that. Here we have a deacon, a servant of Christ in his church, and a man who is curious, trying to work things through, but still unsure. They're sitting together in this chariot, looking over Isaiah 53, 7 and 8. We're back in our text in Acts 8, 32 through 34. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? God brought this man to an ideal passage of Scripture, speaking of the one who was stricken for the transgression of his people. If we know anything of this section of Isaiah, we know that it indeed speaks of some other man, and that man is Jesus. This is the Messiah that can forgive this Ethiopian's sin and reconcile him with God. It's the Savior who paid the penalty for this man's sin on the cross, who rose from the dead, and who is the Savior of all mankind. And this Ethiopian of great authority was sitting next to someone who could help, for this was a divine appointment, Acts 8:35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. It's wonderful to have a friend who knows the truth. Philip understood Isaiah 53, and he was able to explain the prophecy of the Messiah. He did so in a way that helped the Ethiopian to understand. And isn't it wonderful that God allows his servants to be involved in this way? God was at work in both men, and he chose to do something amazing as a result of this interaction. We know this is definitely the case as we continue the text, Acts 8:36 and 37. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That which has taken place is made clear. This Ethiopian has come to faith in Christ. He believes. And now that he does, he seeks to take this step of obedience and be baptized, as it should be. He is asked to confirm his belief before he is baptized, and he does. He believes with all of his heart. This is the pattern we find in Acts. And as we know, baptism does not save. Christ saves. But baptism is a demonstration. It's a picture of what's already taken place in us. The account continues, Acts 8:38 and 39. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. When Philip's assignment was complete, God caught him away, but this Ethiopian went on his way rejoicing. Not only did he understand the scripture in Isaiah, he knew the Savior described in chapter 53. And he could move forward with confidence, having been freed from the chains of sin. No more an observer and admirer of Israel, no more without God in the world, but made nigh to God by Christ. God provided this divine appointment, using his servant, preparing another servant, and doing something wonderful. Well, you've been listening to the Take Note podcast. These few minutes together are brought to you by Harvest Ministries and KHMG on Guam. Our website is khmg.org, khmg.org. In every episode, we ask you to take note of a theme or topic from the Word of God. My name is Chris Harper. Thanks for listening.